On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking a Prohibition-style Pilsner as we talk about trips to Metro, Forbidden Root, Maple Room, and then we dive into the news about the Three Floyds Tap Room closing. All that and more on this week's episode.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Schmaluski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Wayne.
We're going Steins again. Holidays. Gotta go Steins.
It's the holiday Stein. It brings us joy. The studio is very festive.
Yeah, we got the we got the tree. We got some cookies. We're just need a little fire going. We're good. But we're drinking the Metropolitan brewed this, but this is like a special historic beer.
Yeah. What is it? Were we saying that the Conrad Site Brewing Company? It's a pre-prohibition pilsner.
Yeah, I think it's Site or Sep. CP? Sep.
You just want to throw an E on the end of everything. Yeah. yeah, and there's a nice little blurb on the back about how Conrad Sepp, you know, how he was one of the first breweries, and it was one of the few that survived the Chicago fire.
Right.
So when it was time to build the city again, you know, he was right there cranking out beers for the workers.
Mm-hmm. And then Liz, who does the Chicago Brew Museum, Brewseum?
Yeah.
She synced up with Metropolitan, and they decided to brew this beer. It came out this year, right?
I feel like it did, yeah.
Yeah, and the first.
We got the Stein.
Fill it up. And the first run of it, I was gonna pick it up when it initially came out, and it went fast. I was able to like get some this last time I went by Metro. This last Friday, and so it was great to. I wanted to try this beer. I was excited to see them do it. Historic beer is pretty awesome to have.
Yeah, man. And then so many, you know, when you think about breweries like Atlas, like that was a name that existed before the Great Chicago Fire. Uh-huh. You know, well, now it's Burnt City.
Right.
But I wouldn't say Bader Brau existed before the Chicago Fire.
But the name.
But between the Chicago Fire and Prohibition, right? Like, there's names that died in brewing. So, you know, either paying an homage or just doing a full reboot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's cool. It's cool that somebody's acknowledging, like, that's something you could do. Could kind of teach us about what the hell happened before the fire from a beer perspective.
I recently found out that because of, I'm right off of Division, and apparently that used to be called Polish Broadway. I feel like if I was to open a brewery, I would have to call it like Polish Broadway.
Yeah. Chicago's fun like that, right? It's not like the knock on Detroit was it got to under 100,000 people because people left the city.
Yeah.
You know, but Chicago, you know, it's kind of like this living, breathing museum. And people, you know, if anything, a neighborhood just kind of gets reinvented.
True.
People don't really leave. But with the reinvention, like there's all these old stories about what took place in these places. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And this one of the stories that was brought back to life. There was no recipe apparently for this beer, but you know, Doug knows his shit. Notes that they found about like what it tasted like and people's opinions on it, they probably got pretty close. You know, it's probably a little cleaner and I don't know, better ingredients than it was in 1871.
Yeah. I like the, there's an ever so subtle dry bitterness on it that I really dig.
Yeah, it's got that little bit of rice and corn flavor going on. It's a cool beer.
Yeah, we had, I did a little roundup of like Pilsners, you know, and some new school guys, you know, like Pipeworks and Phase 3. And then I got a Polaner, you know, one of the six that are sold at the Oktoberfest. And I got a Metro. I think I got a Flywheel.
Okay.
And, you know, their beers, man, they're kind of like this marriage of, like, a hoppy...
Metro beers?
Like, Pipeworks will hop the shit out of their Pilsner.
True.
And then Polander will give you, like, a classic, clean, like, a Pilsner's supposed to look a certain way. So, but Metro isn't as, you know, the Polaner one's a little softer. The Metro one's got a little more bite to it.
Yeah, it's got a little more that fight to it, like working, like working beer versus like a beer you're supposed to admire.
What I noticed in that lineup of like Old World and New World is that Metro's kind of a little bit of both. It's classic as fuck, but it's got some attitude.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun to just see them all in a row like that.
Yeah, I picked up that. The crankshaft too, a six pack of that, and that beer is just like, I don't know, it might be up there as my favorite beer. I might have said this before, but it's just a crankshaft.
Okay.
You just drink it and it's gone before you like realize, you're like, oh, I guess I'll get another one.
Yeah, crankshaft. I'm a fan of Dynamo. When we recorded, Dynamo was the one I you know, some it's easy to just go, whatever the highest ABV is. Here, just give me that one, and I'm gonna leave with that one.
Sure.
But I left with the Dynamo because, you know, the Vienna malts, you know, the sweetness, you know, it was a darker lager, and it just went so well with the food when I opened it, and I was just like, this experience is just kind of just hitting the spot. It's just so money.
Yeah. You know,
I was excited about that.
But I'm digging this one. Not maybe my favorite, but I dig it, and it's good. Probably better in the summertime.
Yeah, 4.5% Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's cool. I'm glad we're trying it. Mm-hmm. So you went to Metro.
I went to Metro. They have a little like pickup area, I don't know, storefront, so you don't have to walk all the way to the back now to the brewery part.
Okay.
It's just like right there in the like parking lot area.
Oh, okay. So you don't go to the tap room at all.
No, now they have like a little shop.
Oh, a little shoppy.
Yeah. So that's nice. So I got a hat, got some stickers.
Oh yeah, you do got that.
And yeah, got this and some crankshaft, so doing pretty good. Nice to see how Tracy was working, so I talked to her a bit, and yeah, cool to see them like just, you know, go in, and you know, this little hiccup with the rent thing, not slowing them down.
I think we talked about it a little bit last week. Yeah, where they're kind of getting overcharged for rent. In their space, and someone's trying to kick them out, kick a small independent business out of their home.
That's been brewing in Chicago for over 10 years.
During a goddamn pandemic.
Yeah.
The nerve.
That's not what you do. Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. And yeah, that beer now I've almost picked up from them is almost all gone. So
I actually didn't. Well, I guess they didn't scrap the bottling line, right? Because they went to cans. They were one of the last ones to go to cans.
Yeah, and a lot of their beer on the website, when you're ordering, you can say, do you want cans or bottles? Like, they're still doing both, which is, they're probably just like, fuck it. We got all these bottles.
Yeah, right. I like it. You know, some of these, what was I going to say? These are cool to visit as a, you know, kind of one-off thing. You know, like we talked about Baderbrau. Baderbrau like built their whole brewery around a retro brand. But, you know, I think not Sun King, but Upland. Upland, they had like just this one-off beer that was just kind of an ode to an old beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like that more than I like the full reboot of the whole brewery.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this brewery died, now we're that brewery now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if I like that either. I like this.
Work with someone in the historical society or the Chicago Museum, or you might have had a fondness for it. Maybe like your dad's brother's mother's cousin was like a brewer at this brewery that went away, and you're like, oh, I just want to have this beer in our lineup. So
yeah.
It makes for cool stories then. And there's not even Metro's name is just like on the side note that it's brewed and bottled by Metro. Like it's not slapped all over the box or
it's
bottle or anything.
On. It's full on 1854 SIP.
Yep.
Yeah. That's front and center. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. I like that.
Yeah. Cool. So we'll keep knocking these back out of our stein as we dive into the rest of our week. I also went over to Forbidden Root. Look at this. I'm going to two breweries. It's like old times. Pandemic? No siree.
Pandemic my ass. Brad's out here.
I'm not drinking at them, like, but I just buy in beer.
But no, and to be fair, I go to I'm usually at bottle shops.
Okay.
Like every week. So I get it.
Yeah. I went over to Forbidden Root to pick up some beers as a gift. They had a Vosage's chocolate beer.
Oh, right on.
And then,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty
I fuck
tasty.
With Vosage, man.
Yeah, you should check out this beer. It's $15 two packs. So,
what are they doing with this beer, man? It's a chocolate beer?
Yeah, it's chocolate. It has rose tips. I think rose water and rose tips or cherry. No, did it have cherry stems? I don't know. Either rose hips or cherry stems in it. It was nice. It was a lighter mouthfeel. We drink all these like bourbon barrel aged stouts, and this was just like a nice imperial stout that didn't have too much burn, wasn't overly sweet, but it had all those notes that you like. Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to, yeah.
They have a ridiculous amount of beers on their site.
They opened in Cleveland, or they opened in another state. They opened in Ohio, I want to say.
They opened a new place, or they're like shipping beer?
No, they opened
another state. Oh, okay.
I saw that.
And then they had another stout called like Gimme Gimme. That's also a two-pack for $15. So I ended up getting one each of those and then, like, keeping a can for myself and then giving someone else a can of each. So.
Oh, it must be this Cordial Terms.
Yes.
Brew with Vosges Stout, Vosges Chocolate. Chocolate Imperial Stout with cherry seed and stem.
Yeah, there we go.
This is a very, I remember the very Randy Mosier description, right? Like, he's like, I forget what beer they were doing. It's like, yeah, we tried the skins of the cherry and we tried the flesh, but the flavor we really wanted was in the stem, Nick. We had to have the cherry stem. I'm like, that's Randy Bush.
It's like the one thing everyone throws right in the trash. We're like, we'll take that
flavor.
I also got one of their hazy beers, which I brought a can with. Maybe we'll crack open a can and do a video with that.
Underrated hazy program, mm-hmm. I think.
I picked up food too, and then I was the only person in there like getting stuff, but whoever was working was like, yeah, we're canning four more beers today. We just put one in. We got others to go. We got this one and this one. I was like, cool. He's like, come back. They'll be ready to go tomorrow. I was like, all right.
I like them. I'm glad to I'm glad to hear they're still making fun stuff.
And that was my first trip in there since the pandemic.
I was there the night they voted to have that place. It was an old office, and before that it was a theater. Uh-huh. And they had to lift a moratorium for having a brewery on that block.
Okay.
And I was there that night, and they were talking about and the Pipeworks guys were the loudest like supporter in this. It's like a little community meeting.
Yeah.
They were a very big supporter there, and because people were worried about the stench of making
a brewery,
beer yeah on their block, and Pipeworks stood up and said, hey, it's far from that. It's aromatics, and it'll be the best thing to happen. They were like very – it was a very passionate community speech. So.
It was the last time you were there when we recorded, and you got a growler of
– Of the
– Rosé.
11%
Rosé.
Fucking Rosé from the Hans Gruber fucking – what is it? The growler film?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun day. That was actually – I think looking back on all our on-site episodes, that was one of my favorites. Randy Mosier's there, and then they had just got this brewer from, North Carolina, and he's talking about how they wanted to make beers with sour flavors because in Chicago, we talked about, temperature-wise, how there's not a lot of sours here compared to North Carolina, something I never really pay attention to because I've never been over there. But it was just a fun episode. The machines kept going off. But fucking Randy Mosier was there.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, it was a good time. I was glad to stop in there and even though I've only been once since the pandemic, I probably only made it over there twice a year in general. And it's usually to get the burger because the burger is amazing.
Top notch. One of the five best burgers in the city.
Yeah.
And fantastic.
It loses a little bit getting it to go, but it's still good.
That's tough. You know what I did on an engine is making the burger at Bishi because they're sisters.
Okay.
So you get a growler from Bishi and then you get the burger from Bishi.
Oh, okay.
So got the Orin and Breger at Bishi with a growler. And it was like some haze that they made with Three Floyds.
Okay.
Which, you know, it was fine. That burger, though.
Yeah, that Orin and Ninja one. I haven't had that in a long time. That sounds like a good good move.
That burger, though, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So. Nice. Those were my couple stops, really.
Okay. I didn't do too much. This feels like a normal episode.
I know. Yeah, this is weird.
I went to the Maple Room.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got lounge pods outside. So
like little the igloo things.
They're igloos, but they're actually made of like just imagine like a little patio, like a but it's with wood and actual glass, and there's room for one chair with two seats. It's like that.
Well, okay.
It's like they built little pods made out of wood and glass.
Just like waiting for it to like shoot you into space and be like, all right,
it's got,
we're off to Mars. See
you. It's got the heat lamp on the roof. You know, it's got they got Christmas lights. They play fucking reggae the whole time. It's a vibe, you know.
And they blast it like a...
It's not your classic Maple Room level of reggae. The music be loud as fucking Maple Room, man. You're like, dude. I feel like an old man drinking at this fucking place is so loud. Yeah. It wasn't that loud. But it was fun. I had Riley came up and gave me the bottles I bought.
Okay.
Well, I got for because he found the two, the top two, in the Goose lineup.
Nice.
So he's like, "Hey, I gotta get some eggnog from April Room." I'm like, "Oh, I'll go."
Fuck oh, they're selling their own eggnog
and already crowlered, or
with
yeah.
booze eggnog.
I think so. Right. With the because they're a distillery, so, oh, so I think it's probably got whiskey in it. I'm guessing.
Or is it? Is it cognac? Is the
is
class?
It yak? Is it that yak?
I forget. Is it? Yeah, it's not whiskey.
Oh, in their eggnog, I don't know.
Not like typical. You can.
I've always known it to be whiskey.
Yeah, I think most people do end up doing that, but I feel like it's cognac is like the classic.
I would try that. So we were going just to like, I'm like, hey, I'll ride with you to go pick up this. But then there was a pod open.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, oh, yeah, we got the two couplers that just came out. We got them on draft. I'm like, oh, well, shit.
Okay.
We're already here. So, you know, I'm like, fuck it. So that's how that happened. And that was good. So I think I had, they had a three cup of release, right? And they came in these cool canisters. Let's see if I got this right. They were all barrel aged. Vanilla rye. I want to say vanilla rye, OG. And peanut butter coconut. Yeah.
Okay.
So I got the peanut butter coconut one, and he got the vanilla rye one. And the other one was out. I forget which one that was. But yeah, I just had a round at Maplewood and chilled in the lounge, man.
Nice.
In the pod.
How are the cuppas?
They, you know, Maplewood had a peanut butter beer with more about a year ago. It came in four packs. So it was reminiscent of that, with just like a ton of peanut butter flavor. And then the coconut is just nicely tucked in underneath that.
Okay.
In fact, you don't really get it right away. And I think the vanilla rye, it kind of came off a little bit like vanilla frosting on like birthday cake kind of vanilla frosting.
It's a little sweeter.
Yeah, it didn't come off like the spicy kind of leathery, you know, vanilla like you would get from like the Goose one.
Okay.
Right. It came off more like the...
It wasn't that Madagascar vanilla.
It was that Tahitian. You know, you know, it was that Tahitian vanilla. You know? So, yeah, that's how I liked it. So, I gave the edge. Well, you know, I'm into the coconut peanut butter I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you put them together. So, well, here we go.
Okay. So, were they just in regular bourbon barrels, or were they in their famous Weller from this year that everyone has?
That's a good question, because, you know, Death Star was in Weller, and then so is... so is VSOD, and so is fucking
Sketchbook. Because Sean Curry let me know that happened to be the barrels that got emptied last year, so that's why it's everyone
funny.
He'd text me and correct it.
Yeah,
us on.
So was birthday bourbon. No, anniversary. Mm-hmm. So Weller everywhere. I don't know what these barrels were.
Okay, they might have just been there.
It could have been their barrels.
Oh yeah.
I want to say one of these was the one that won at FOBAB. Let me see if I got this right.
On the FOBAB winner?
No, on the cuppas. Oh no, one was hazelnut, so it wasn't just OG cuppa.
Oh. Okay.
So barrel aged cup of hazelnut, cup of peanut butter, buttercup, and then the vanilla rye. Yeah.
Nice.
So, it was fun to try. You know, I like them. They're a little too sweet for me, Brad.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. That was my problem with Oreo Cuppa. I'm like, I like this beer. It tastes a lot like Oreo. It's too sweet for me. So, and that's how I felt. This was dialed back because of the barrel, the sweetness. But so it was enjoyable. But it's on the edge of what's tolerable for sweet.
Okay.
Which maybe that's the point, right?
You just need something. Yeah, some people like that aggressively sweet stuff, especially this time of the year. You're like chasing that, like everything's extra sweet, cookies and holiday treats.
It's a trend for sure. Cheers to them. It was fun to see them. You know, just go out and support, and then also they, you know, turn the sidewalk seating, basically winterized the sidewalk seating.
That's cool.
That was fun.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah. Any other stops or pickups?
That's about it, man.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. I do want to make it over to Goose Island because I did see a picture that Juice. I want to make it to Goose Island because Juice Island, the collaboration with Alarmist.
It tickles me. The name just fucking cracks me up.
And I haven't seen very many postings about it. But I did see like a Instagram picture that Alarmist shared of somebody else's. It might have been of Goose's, but I want to get that before it's gone. Cause
I think it's like actual, like I want to say wine or grapes or something mm-hmm. to Juice Island.
Yeah,
to the IPA.
So that's fun. That'll probably be my like Christmas weekend pickup.
Okay.
Some of that. I was gonna go over to Peace. To either on my way here before we record it or tomorrow.
Is that Moose Knuckle?
No, it's Festivus. Oh. It's tomorrow. But I looked on their menu, no Festivus.
You know, we haven't seen Camel Toe all fucking year.
There is only one classic Peace beer on there, and that's Golden Arm. And then the other ones I had never heard of, and they aren't very clever names. They're just like...
Yeah.
I think there's Grandpa's Baby. That's not a Peace beer name.
What's Grandpa doing with a baby? What the hell's going on here?
Well, that's just his kid. It's his son or daughter.
I don't know, man. So they don't say anything about the greatest brewer of our generation leaving. They just start changing all the fucking things that made them a classic joint from the beer perspective. And then... Also, no Festivus and no Camel Toe.
Yeah, I feel
you're
like...
You're going to tell me there's no Moose Knuckle coming either. Now, you know, I'm just...
If these staple beers aren't there when people are like, when stuff's back open, there might be a little bit of an uprising.
Coming from a crew that you sit at the bar and they have the trifold that lists all their fucking medals. Or if you look at the chalkboard... It's got all their medal-winning beers on it.
I can't get those now?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, that's something they prided themselves on, reminding you who they were. You know, they're a historic. It's a historic. It's damn near a landmark, you know?
But then again, maybe those come back when they open, and this is just simply, if we keep making new stuff, people keep buying new stuff. Like, no one's asking for a growler of Golden Arm every week. Well, there's probably some guy.
The only people that want Camel Toe is like... Me, you, and like 10 other people.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's what's happening.
And so a new beer every week is going to be like, oh, well, I'll get Peace and I'll try that new beer. Rather than like, I'll get Peace and I guess I'll get a whatever the Dunkel is again. I don't know. It makes you like, oh, I guess I'll get beer and food from somewhere else. So maybe that's the thought.
Okay.
And the like classics come back later.
It's rough out here.
But Festivus, it's 'tis the season. And I would have got Peace if that beer would have been there, but no.
I wouldn't mind having Peace for dinner, man. Speaking of classic brew pubs, Munster, Indiana put out some news this week.
Oh, yeah. The tap room is officially closing. It was on pause or hiatus.
Shit, they were in Indiana. So they had a chance to open, right? Their laws are a little different. You could have had people in there.
Yeah, anything goes in Indiana.
I mean, you know. Yeah. But then they said no. They said, no, we're not doing it. It's not safe. This place holds fucking 80 people. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be 200 trying to get in.
I actually should preface it. Not everything goes in Indiana.
You already
cause
said
if,
it.
Because if you're gay, then you're out. Anything else?
Yeah. Which is funny. That's what led to the. Because one year, Big Frida had a beer at Dark Lord Day.
Yeah.
And it was to protest the law that Illinois or Indiana passed about the gay stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I should know more about it than just the gay stuff. But it was anti-gay stuff.
Right. Yeah. And it's also in a state that I don't really go to or enjoy that much.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's a border town. You know, 5 minute walk and you're back in Illinois. So.
And now I have one less reason to go to Indiana.
I mean, so I was thinking, right? So you got Kate the Great, which no longer exists. Surly Day, which no longer exists.
Darkest Day.
Oh, Darkness Day. And fucking Dark Lord Day, like the longest running, you know, longest running beer release festivals. Okay. In the entire country, right? And if this is true, then I mean, this sounds like
this was the end of. Well, I don't know what Beer Fest looked like.
We're talking about Three Floyds. Three Floyds announced they're closing their brew pub.
Yeah, but then the Dark Lord Day or any of those fests, I don't know what that looks like next year, or a couple years from now. So
yeah.
They might. And that may not even happen ever again. So
yeah.
But the tap room or the brew pub closing, or the tap room, because the brew pub is still.
Yeah, so there's a distillery next door that's still open.
Yeah,
and then they're still making beer, and then there's still curbside service in effect.
Okay,
but visiting the tap room is over. The tap room's closing.
Oh, so you're like not even gonna be able to drink a beer.
Right. No there. Beer, no food.
Okay.
I think that's a huge part of this. So they started to grow their own, like, you know, vegetables and all that jazz. But the tap room was like the first place I really had, like, you know, coffee rubbed smoked meats or pretzel bun. As simple as these things sound, like 10 years ago, pretzel bun burgers.
That food was like, like when we talked to Small Bar Phil.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you were one of the places that were doing something before everyone else. And that was also Three Floyds. It was like, damn, that food is really good. Going to Indiana for like corned beef sandwich on a pretzel? Yeah, we are. Okay. And the beer is great.
You know, they quit using pretzel buns, and then they moved to brioche buns. Now at the house, I'm using brioche buns. I think it's brioche. Brioche.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah. But, yeah, but their food elevated is the corny way of saying it, but their food wasn't just bar food.
Right.
It was whatever the next tier is.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fantastic.
So I understood that the restaurant part was closing. I didn't realize that you're not going to be able to go there and drink a beer.
Right. So you.
Can you get a beer in the distillery?
It's kind of like, that's a good question. And it's kind of like the Rev thing where, you know, Rev has a lot of pub only releases, or like for their Death Star parties, there's a ton of stuff just on draft. So I guess it sounds like all that, they're moving, you can still, all that stuff will be available to go, it sounds like.
Just to go.
But then I think, you know, the rumor is that Nick Floyd is like a part owner or at Lone Wolf, you know, the one right next to Small Cheval.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's another place called, I've been to this place too. It's probably the DeVille. You ever been
Bar
there?
DeVille?
Bar DeVille.
Yeah.
But like as a guy who owns a brew pub, you know, it limits what you're able to do as far as volume in Indiana for packaged beers. So maybe that's got something to do with it.
Oh, so you get rid of the tap room, increase your volume, and basically make a satellite tap room, like a Solemn Oath kind of thing. We're not going to really brew anything here, but it's a satellite tap room.
Yeah, I think you can't, you know, I don't think he can have a presence in these other the satellite places because of the restrictions in Indiana.
I think that would be way smarter to take some of that money that they're either saving or the property, commercial property that might be cheaper, and take over one of those spots now.
Yeah, and I think owner is the wrong word. I think he's just like an investor at some of these places, and then like those restaurant groups run those places. But maybe this kind of frees you up to kind of just do the full-on satellite thing like you're saying.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't really know what the restrictions are or how this works. That's just like, you know, that's all hearsay.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting.
Maybe that's driving it. I think Kaiser or somebody on GBH put out something about how they were at a point where they were doing 2 mil a year in these grocery stores for packaged goods, and now they're doing like 12 mil a year.
Oh yeah, because if you were in packaged goods and in a retail before the pandemic happened, beautiful. Like Alarmist had. Remember when we were at the Metro 10-year party? They had just got into Mariano's, and so that stuff like really pays off when that's mainly where people are getting their shit.
I mean, because to be honest, like I don't think people who consume are. That isn't slowing down. The ability to sell beer on draft is slowing down.
Right.
But overall, the segment of like beers to go is not slowing down at all.
Right. So. People aren't necessarily drinking less. They're just drinking differently. Yeah. And they've all accepted that you can drink alone without being an alcoholic.
let's normalize being an alcoholic. I've only had like one drinking day this month, non-drinking day. Hey, but you know, it does make sense, man. Like, I don't know the numbers exactly, but we've always been told that like it's a higher profit margin if it's on draft.
Yeah.
So that's what's killing people.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of wonder when we come back from all this, is every draft beer going to be $8 to $10?
Will we ever drink draft again?
And if
we do, will it be $10 or more dollars a draft?
Right, or they're just like... Here's your $10 bottle.
Yeah.
Or they're like, well, just give me the draft. It's cheaper. No, it's not, and we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because right. There's going to be probably a lot of breweries that scale the draft back. Like, well, what if this happens again? And we're stuck with all this inventory.
Yeah, and you start thinking of ways to like, well, shit, we might have to destroy this shit. Right? That's what you start thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It's tough, man.
But that's – and those prices of beer at on-premise sales are going to be so much higher, and I think it's going to drive people just be like, I don't know, I kind of like drinking at home. And yeah. Having my – I'll have – wait, I can have people over now? Okay, I'll just have them at my house.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about how much I'm drinking because I'm already at home.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, that's a bummer about Three Floyds, but it's probably for the – best in the long run. It sucks that all those people who worked at the tap room are basically, hopefully they were able to move into other roles.
And they're in a position where they've got a distillery right next door, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably like a no-brainer for them.
Yeah.
They're like, well, fuck it, we're done. Yeah. Well, fuck it, we're done. We're going to focus on packaging.
Yeah.
The earliest
we possibly think stuff could come back is, what, March, maybe?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm probably not taking the vaccine until... October when the White Sox win the title. Oh. That would be the earliest I will consider this fucking vaccine.
If they're like, if you had the vaccine, you could come to the game.
Yeah, I feel like you'll see a lot of that. But that kind of made me sad. I mean, their stuff been closing. You know, like Geno's East by Delilah's is closed, and then the Geno's East, the brewery, is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ton of stuff closing, and everyone's volume is down. I think the Three Floyds thing just kind of made me sad a little bit because I'm like, that was kind of ground zero for some of the coolest shit I've done in beer, you know? Like the bottle shares, really just understanding like what it meant to just be at a gigantic killer festival. Mm-hmm. The first fest I ever went to was fucking Dark Lord Day, you know, ever.
You know,
for beer, you know. So it was just kind of stopped me in my tracks a little bit when you see the headline that says permanently closed. I'm like, man, this is a place I've been going to since before, you know, I ever thought about like actually like contributing and doing some like beer-related content. I just went and because it was fucking cool. So, yeah, that kind of stopped me in my tracks. That kind of sucked.
Damn. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. The other story I saw today was that Hershey's is getting in some sort of lawsuit with a brewery or other breweries who are using like the Milk Dud Stout or Jolly Rancher Sour.
Wakanda up in the town is Wakanda, Sidelight.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the crew who did the Not Your Father's, I think. That's where it was born.
Okay. Yeah. Are they the ones Hershey's after?
Yeah, it was them.
I'm kind of on Hershey's side on this. Like, these breweries are not... You putting Jolly Rancher on your beer is selling beer.
Yeah.
You're not... If it said sour fruit ale, that beer's not selling. So you owe somebody money and that's going to be Hershey's or whatever candy company.
Man, y'all gonna learn to quit fucking with these multinational billion-dollar corporations.
General Mills is gonna. I want that blueberry crunch pale ale. I don't want that fruited cereal pale. Like, that sounds gross, but blueberry pale? That sounds great. General Mills is gonna be like, yo.
No, I'll be like, yeah, we need that.
Yeah, that's our shit, man.
Royalties now, and also stop, and also cease and desist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's rough out here, man. You can't do that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's probably like a consumer confusion thing too. Like, you're putting something that's marketed to our kids on an alcoholic product.
That's true.
So
I didn't even think about that part. That's a good point.
If you make what? Remember when they were making those vape flavors too fun? People got upset. Make your beer too. You got cartoon characters on it with cereal on it.
There's some confusion. you're confusing the marketplace.
Yes.
With this here shit.
We're all dummies. So stop it.
Like, no, babe, this shit's non-alcoholic. You want to give it to little Timmy.
Yeah, it's got a little captain on it.
Timmy, get over here. Give me your, where's your McDonald's cup? Let's fucking party. Oh, man.
Anything else?
Vinepair came out with their top 25 beers of the year.
Beers of the year, okay.
Yeah. We will not go through all of them.
Okay.
Some notable ones. Moody Tongue at number 29. So this had to be more than 25 because it's 29. Well, just maybe 50. It was their top 50. Moody Tongue, Toasted Rice Lager at number 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprise. They're still going.
Yeah. Half Acre, Daisy Cutter at 27.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Oh, Brooklyn Brewery's Black Ops at 21.
Hmm.
That's a beer I've had. A brewery with a Chicago presence.
Jolly Pumpkin.
Yeah. Bam beer, which is a 4.5% farmhouse ale with crystal hops and cascade hops.
Okay.
That was number six. The Blendery, the referent from the Blendery in New Jersey, they were at Half Acres Party, far and away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were number five, and now we're just sliding into the top five.
Okay.
Goose Island, Kentucky Fog, Bourbon County Stout at number four.
Really? Man, they must have got some serious cash. Is this a sponsored post?
Number three is Other Halves, All Ruwaka Everything. This looks like an 8.5% double IPA. Number two, Pure Project, OK Sour. You know, I had this beer.
Why do we know Pure Project?
Where
are they from?
San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, what was it, during that one party? The Pittsburgh party, not Afropunk. God damn it.
Brian. Far Away?
No. Afro. Fuck. Shalana came on. She talked about it. Fresh Fest.
Oh, yeah.
One of the guys from Pure Project is like heavy into the Fresh Fest party. That's when I had this beer.
Okay.
Nice bottle. Nice beer. I don't have any complaints.
Do they make sours too? Because they were at FOBAP.
They were at FOBAP and they made a lot of noise at FOBAP.
Okay.
For their, they had like a chocolate.
Did you pick them in your fantasy thing that first time? Okay.
I did not. Mm. No. Number one, Firestone Walker.
Yeah.
Anniversary Ale. Whatever XXIV is.
That sounds like 24. 24.
Yeah, it says 24 on it.
Oh.
If I just read this shit, it says 24.
As we're over here basically trying to do math. XX.
Man, when did beer get so hard, man? Hey, so this is a barrel-aged blend. Parabola, Smoked Imperial, Walker's Reserve, Sticky Monkey, Velvet Merkin.
Blend, okay.
Yeah.
Huh, nice.
So, 24th anniversary blend. Paso Robles, California, Firestone Walker number one.
Nice. I'm sure you can probably find that around pretty easily.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they picked a beer from a crew that you can find.
Yeah.
Because all this, you could only get that beer in a fucking $500 membership, and it never hit distro, but that's number one. I would hate that. That would piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, cool.
Good for them.
And then the last thing we want to mention was this virtual tour thing, right?
Yeah. So Chicago Detours, man. They're doing well, they had to pivot like everyone, so they were doing walking tours. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing virtual tours. So December 26th and December 28th, what they're doing is they're offering you a ticket for $30, and they're doing a virtual holiday stories happy hour. So you can dress up, encourage your friends to join, and then what they do is
it's, what do you dress up as?
You can dress up as an elf.
It's not like Halloween here.
You can dress up.
Oh yeah, I just have like an elf Santa costume. I have all these costumes at my house for Christmas.
You know, and they encourage you to turn on your camera, wear something festive, and then you know, you do things like travel down State Street and see holiday landmarks. But then you also do a tour of like some of the oldest bars in the city.
So they have something has a video of.
There's a video component. You compete in a creative challenge and win awards. You get historic storytelling, and then you also get a peek inside Chicago classic bars, and you have a tour guide that's just kind of telling you everything about alcohol and Chicago from a historical perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a virtual event.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you can win a gift at the end. So this is $20 a person and $35 for a household.
Okay.
To four people. So don't show up with six people in your household.
Don't have someone off camera who's like drinking and, listening for free.
Yeah. We spoke to Chicago Detours about it quickly, and it sounded pretty fun. Because, you know, what if you're in a one-bedroom condo and you live solo? You know, this would be something to jump on. You know, just to learn something, dress up, drink a little bit, meet some folks.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like if I lived solo in a small place, I would have said fuck it a long time ago. And just been like, what? Like, what? All right. Let's just go. I'm going. I'm just going out. I'm going to do it.
Oh,
I'm going
to. You're going to be.
Pandemic. Whatever.
I'm going to be at these house parties. Ann Sather's is open. Hey, the Alderman opened Ann Sather's.
I mean, out all the time. I'm out doing things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have lasted.
I mean, it's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's rough, you know?
At least when you have someone else with you, you keep each other in like some sort of sanity check, even if you're like, yeah, we should do that. No, we shouldn't. So there's a little bit of like making sure you're not a dumbass. But if you're alone,
all bets are off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for something to get into. It's human nature.
Yeah.
You know. Plus, you live in Chicago. It's not like you're in like a plot of land in the town and country.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a city where people, you're close to other people all the time.
If I lived in the middle of nowhere, I'd probably have gotten a four-wheeler and a gun and just like roamed around shooting trees and stuff.
That's wanted to do that more.
That's probably what I would do if I was in the middle of nowhere. That would be like, grab six-pack of beer, four-wheeler, and a gun and just roam around shooting trees. It doesn't have to be. It could just be a BB gun. Maybe just a BB gun, so then it's cheaper.
You're going to go back to the office and be like, I can't, man. I moved.
I got four-wheeler. I'm on the move.
I'm in Moments. I'm down here by Scratch Brewing.
I'm Forger now.
I'm 5 hours away, man. I can't come to the office.
But that's cool, the virtual tours. That sounds like a neat idea. Fun way to do something different.
For sure.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Where can people find you, get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, website, chicagobeerpass.com. I got a whole bunch of beer reviews I got to post on YouTube, so look for those. I've been slacking and also busy with other stuff, so look for all those. We've drank so many things. We got Deepwoods and I don't even know what else we got. A lot of stuff. So we'll get those up soon. We're going to drink some hazies. Yeah, and have a good Christmas, Festivus, New Year. We might be back before New Year. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Cheers.